This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Coleman. And we're going to go to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line. And on the line is Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Brad Evans. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Catch Brad live Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 p.m. on the newly branded BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Brad, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Amigos! The season start must be around the corner if I'm joining you guys again.
How about that, Brad? Man, I sort of got to the point where, man, I miss you doing that. So, man, I'm glad to have you back on Wednesday. Brad, before we start talking about some of the games this week, your thoughts on LSU? Because we knew they were going to be improved on defense. I don't think we thought they were going to be that good on defense. But really, I think what showed up, one, was the poise of Garrett Nussmeier in his second year as a starter. And their offensive line with five new starters, they gave up one sack. And they were solid, okay? It wasn't great, but it was solid. And Garrett was getting the ball out quickly. And you were going up against three guys that were potential first-round picks for the Clemson defensive line. Man, that to me really stood out against the Tigers from up north, so to speak.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Very impressive game. A bit of a war of attrition. You know, a 17-10 final, so you unders, betters, cash easily and quite handsomely with a sweat-free ticket in hand. But, yeah, very impressed with LSU across the board, not making a ton of mistakes, protecting the football, and just clamping down defensively. And I think that's going to be the calling card. Of course, they're going to have elite speed and a team that can hang with just about anybody in the country. You know, LSU, I think, has been – even though they're highly ranked now, obviously, but a team that I felt was flying a little bit under the radar on the national scene, not very much in the national title conversation, but they're firmly entrenched in it now. And a team that should continue to rock, continue to roll here moving forward. But, of course, on the immediate horizon coming up, some mammoth games, to say the least. And hopefully, they're going to stay on track. We're going to see what they can do against the Florida Gators coming up on September the 13th. And that will be very telling if they're going to continue on this upward, ascension in the rankings of possibly being the number one of ones eventually in the world of college football. Very much in that conversation for that achievement to happen.
I tell this to the guys all the time. You know when I want to be number one in the ratings? When the season's over. Man, during the season, somebody else can have that, but I want it when it's all said and done. Your thoughts on this week's game? Man, that's a big line, 37.5 points against Louisiana Tech. And watching a little bit of Louisiana Tech play Southeastern, man, they didn't look real good, Brad, I'll be honest with you. And I know when you play a game like they did against Clemson, there's sometimes a little bit of a letdown, but where would you play that game today with that many points?
Yeah, I mean, it'd probably be a slight lean to LSU if I'm going to play anything on it. I mean, some of these week two matchups of the world of college football, you got some mammoth spreads across the board, like Texas Lane 36.5 against San Jose State, Penn State 41.5 against Florida International, Indiana 35.5 against Kennesaw State. It's really hard to invest in some of those matchups. Because the back door is always wide open, and when you get like second, third stringers that are going to come into the game when it's lopsided late, you still have the opposition's first string out there. They're just trying to get a moral victory of sorts and maybe punch one in for six against a bunch of backups. That's always a real possibility of spoiling the cover for the heavy favorite. So, again, for me, it's probably LSU with a slight leaning to heavy chalk. But ultimately, what I like to do in these situations, I love to play alt lines. So maybe take LSU down to like minus 29.5, find another heavy hitter, or maybe a money line spread that'll get you close to plus 100 when you pair them together. That's ultimately what I do in tooling these kind of plays in the world of college football. Simple two-leg parlays. Folks, we need 7, 8, 9, 10 leggers. I don't care if you need to take a victory lap on social media. What we care about is winning and cashing tickets. So two leggers, name of the game, in the parlay market.
Oklahoma, Michigan. John Mateer, I watched him so often last year at Washington State late. And, man, he can flat-out sling it. And Oklahoma's defense I think Venerables has recruited pretty well. He's got a good unit there. Your thoughts, Oklahoma, Michigan, and Michigan having to travel to Norman, Oklahoma?
Boomer Sooner, baby! I'm going to take him with the cover. I will lay the 5.5. I think this Michigan team is a little bit suspect. You know, it's only a one-game sample size, obviously, but they opened their first game of the season at number 48 in the country, and defensive efficiency is tracked there by Pro Football Focus. Very evenly matched offensive teams, in my mind. So the scoring could be somewhat even, but I think the difference here will be the defense of Oklahoma. They're going to find a way to maybe get a pick six, scoop and score, hold their own lead in the contest. I think they're going to win by 7 or more points. So I think 5.5 is a bit of a gift from the gambling gods. So, again, give me OU there in Norman, minus 5.5 against the Wolverines.
Iowa State, Iowa. And Tim Brando and I were talking about Iowa State all summer long. They're 2-0 right now. And this is the way I feel about college football today. The biggest growth in a team is from week 2 to week 3, not 1 to 2, but 2 to 3. Iowa State's got a couple games under their belt. Your thoughts on Iowa State, Iowa?
Yeah, I like the Hawkeyes in this one. I think there is going to be a little bit of a letdown. Iowa State right now on the Fujita scale for you weather nerds out there, they're like a full-blown F5. I mean, they're ripping up the competition. You know, Dorothy is petrified of them and the twirling winds that they possess. And a team, as you mentioned, unblemished already, a huge win in week 0 across the pond in Dublin, Ireland, getting that victory against Kansas State, who continued to slide last week. And shockingly, so, but I think Iowa State is, you know, going to have a bit of a comeuppance in this one. I think Iowa, usual formula under Ferentz, you know, they're going to, you know, ground and pound you. They're going to try to win with defense. This game is going to be nip and tuck as it always is in the Cy-Hawk. If Iowa State escapes, I think it's going to be less than 3. So I will gladly take the Hawkeyes plus 3. And I'll even sprinkle a little on the money line as well, because you know I love getting seduced by the juice. So I like the plus odds there with the Hawkeyes.
Maybe the most gambled game of the weekend, tomorrow night, as the Dallas Cowboys play the Philadelphia Eagles. And I had somebody who was involved in the industry tell me, Mike, right now it's really, man, everybody's jumping on it, because if you're a pro football guy and you like to gamble, man, that first game, that Thursday night game, Eagles 8.5-point favorite over Dallas.
Yeah, I keep listening to analysts, you know, really across the industry saying boat racing. That is the widely held description they have pitched when it's come to this game. And they feel that Philadelphia is going to just run laps around the Dallas Cowboys. I'm fearful of the 8.5 line. If I had a lane here on the standard spread, it would actually be with the boys, believe it or not, because I think garbage time They're going to keep on firing. They're going to keep on gunning. I don't think they're going to get obliterated, maybe down a couple of scores early, but they'll hang tough and then maybe get a touchdown late and spoil and rain down on the parade of the party with Philadelphia backers at -8.5. I kind of like the over as well at the 47.5. And you guys know I adore the player props market. And my top plays, I'll give you two that I really like in this game. Number one, George Pickens, over 22.5 yards on longest catch at a -110 juice available at BetMGM. I repeatedly saw highlights that I open up X throughout the entire summer in training camp. The connection between Dak Prescott and George Pickens and Oxnard was unbreakable, unflappable, really. And again, Pickens has supreme ball tracking skills. He's a Cirque du Soleil star there on the sidelines, all the bends and the contortions, kind of like Neo in the Matrix. And I think he's going to come down, probably with a long bomb or two in this game. All we need is one 23-yard connection, and we're cashing in. And here's a dumb one. This is how much of a degen I am. Jahan Dotson, over 5.5 receiving yards. I need one stinking catch, Jahan. One stinking catch. And hopefully we grab that. Last 5 weeks of last season, including the playoffs, he averaged right around 20 routes run on a per-game basis, coming in more comfortable in the system. Obviously, he was a newcomer at this juncture last year coming over from the Commanders. He's going to see a lot of action, three wide receiver sets. And again, one stinking catch, and we cash.
Friday night, Chargers, Chiefs, a lot of eyes on that one, too. They'll see each other again down the road. But, man, you know, and early in the season, I think teams sort of change a little bit on how they go, and sometimes it's injuries that that makes them change. But your thoughts here, Chiefs, Chargers?
Yeah, I'm going to take LAC in the points, plus the three. I think really the storyline everybody wants to pay attention to is, will the Kansas City Chiefs continue to win by the hair on their chinny chin chins, much like they did last year at a handful of games? Sealing the deal and victories and one possession or fewer contests. And I think ultimately that could be a similar story that's going to unfold this year. Now, you know, you got question marks, no Rishi Rice, obviously on the field due to suspension, not for the first six games of the regular season. So who's going to step up in his absence in downfield opportunities? Is it going to be the X-Man Xavier Worthy, who was a bit of a roller coaster ride on some of the longer routes, a versatile, multidimensional weapon? Could it be Hollywood Brown, who has not exactly been 100% here for the last month? Maybe Travis Kelce is going to show that he's still got something in the tank. I think it'd be a mixture of those guys, ultimately, some ground and pound there with Isaiah Pacheco. But I think Omarion Hampton, a lot of people like, shivering in their sneakers right now. Is he going to get, 60, 70% of the opportunity share with Najee Harris now back in the fold? That's to be determined. But the guy's built like a Sherman tank. And what we saw consistently last season at North Carolina, he was a battering ram downhill. He was top 10 in yards at the contact per attempt among all FBS running backs. Top 10 as well in missed tackles fours. And I know Kansas City has a formidable defensive line. I think the Chargers are going to hang tough in this one. I'm going to take them plus the three. And my favorite prop, guys, I got two of them.
Okay, give
Xavier
it to
Worthy
us.
Over 4.5 rush yards at plus 110. And Omarion Hampton for 50 or more rush yards also at plus 110.
Saints Cardinals, and you might break the trend, but everybody I've talked to, they feel Arizona's going to cover in this game. Your thoughts, Saints Cardinals, 6.5-point favorite the Cardinals are on the road against New Orleans?
Yeah, I don't feel really confident laying the 6.5, to be honest, because of a road matchup in week one. Spencer Rattler at the controls. If anything, I kind of like living in land down under on the total at 43 in this one. I think Arizona's defense is grossly undervalued. I think New Orleans just has some strengths on defense, maybe not necessarily in the trenches, but more or less in a linebacker court on the back end. I think they're going to hang tough. I don't think this is going to be a field goal kicker contest by any stretch of imagination, but I think it will be tighter than some people believe. And I do like James Conner in this game to find the end zone, significant minus money on that. So if you like Arizona to win, maybe parlay it with James Conner to score anytime touchdown, Chiefs plus money, reduce the juice, get seduced by juice, and hopefully cash in. So that's how I'm playing AZ and your New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tampa Bay, Atlanta, and in a strange kind of twist here, Brad, that you would have a guy like Michael Penix, and he's not taken one snap in preseason. It's not like, you know, he's a five-year veteran here. Okay, he started a few games at the end of last year. It's sort of a strange way of how they handled Penix in the kind of what you want to say offseason and preseason, and then they lose McGrady at right tackle because that's his blind side. It's strange. I just want your thoughts here on Tampa Bay, which they've done everything right. Now they've had a few injuries with Tristan Wirfs, and we'll see how quickly he can come back at left tackle. But man, this is a team that continues to add to a very young roster.
Yeah, and look, I think this game's got a lot of shootout appeal. You know, both the games last year were in the 60s in terms of total points or high 50s. I think they maxed out like 110 combined in a pair of matchups. Over 1,700 total yards combined between these two teams in their pair of contests, and I think it's going to be more of the same. I like Michael Penix quite a bit. I bet the over today on his pass yards prop right around 235.5. Right now at BetMGM, I think it's going to be a standout performance for him. I think Drake London's going to splash six in this game. I think Bucky Irving is going to continue to be a basher in the trenches, much like he was for the majority of the home stretch a season ago. And I think Emeka Buka is going to be a shining star in his first regular season NFL game without Jalen McMillan on the field, without Chris Godwin as well. And my cousin, Mike Evans, going to be on a track probably to another 1,000-yard season. The future Hofer just continues to get it done. So if you like fireworks, if you like points, buckle up, folks. Buccaneers, Falcons, I think is going to deliver on that hype.
Deuce McAllister and I were talking about this game. Kentucky, for whatever reason, other than one game out of the last 7 years, these games have been really close between these two teams. And you wouldn't expect that. You really wouldn't. Ole Miss has got a lot of firepower, and you wouldn't think Kentucky could go toe-to-toe with them. Deuce feels maybe it's some overconfidence on Ole Miss's part that Kentucky's not that good and they haven't played really well. They went to overtime one time. Most of these games have been 2-3 point spread. And you look at Kentucky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.